How far can AI go in medicine? A leading pathologist makes the case for an autonomous future. December 18, 2025. As a young pathologist, Riad El-Khoury spent long days bent over a microscope, adjusting objective lenses and reviewing slide after slide. "It's tough work," he says with a laugh. "You're a human being. You get tired." Today, as Associate Professor of Pathology and head of the Muhyiddin Al-Ahdab Neuromuscular Diagnostic Laboratory at the American University of Beirut Medical Center, AUBMC, he is helping move the field towards something radically different: AI-assisted diagnosis. That shift begins with an essential first step: going digital. To that end, the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at AUBMC has begun modernizing its workflow, transforming glass slides into high-resolution images that can support AI models capable of detecting complex patterns, quantifying biomarkers, and standardizing interpretation. For El-Khoury, the promise of this technology is clear. "We use AI to enhance diagnosis and to deepen our understanding of disease pathophysiology so we can improve patient care," he says. But his work also raises bigger questions. "It's not just about what AI can do now," according to El-Khoury. "It's about what it may soon be capable of." He emphasizes that the field is evolving at a pace that demands both curiosity and caution. With that in mind, he sat down with AUB at Work to discuss AI's emerging possibilities and how the technology could reshape the role of pathologists. "You've said that AI gives pathologists a new perspective. What do you mean by that?" "AI lets us look at scientific questions from a new angle. In pathology, it gives us ways to detect complex patterns, identify subtle features, and explore biomarkers that are difficult to capture by eye alone, revealing structures that would otherwise remain invisible. That opens the door to discoveries, and that's what makes this moment so exciting. The technology can transform the way we understand disease. Where do you see AI making the biggest leap next?" Prediction. This is where AI has a power we shouldn't underestimate. It identifies and measures complex spatial and morphological patterns that pathologists cannot consistently or precisely capture. But the real leap comes from its ability to integrate far more than the image itself. Modern models can combine whole slide imaging with clinical information, genomics, transcriptomics, the study of RNA molecules in a cell, and other molecular data, layers of information that the human brain simply cannot process simultaneously or at scale. When AI learns from these multimodal datasets, its predictive capacity expands dramatically. This capacity will influence every part of pathology: diagnosis, prognosis, matching patients with the right treatments, and conceptualizing disease mechanisms. Instead of asking only what we're seeing on a slide, we'll increasingly ask what is likely to happen next. How aggressive will a tumor be? Which therapy will work best? What early signals predict tumor outcomes? Answers emerge from patterns and correlations no human can reliably detect. That shift from interpretation to prediction, from single modality assessment to integrated intelligence, could redefine clinical decision-making and transform the role of the pathologist. Some people see AI as just a supportive tool for clinicians. You've suggested it may eventually go further. How far? Many believe AI will remain an assistant, handling repetitive tasks while pathologists make complex judgments. I'm not convinced it ends there. In a review my colleague and I recently published, we explored a hypothetical workflow in which the pathologist stays out of the diagnostic loop entirely. Technology is advancing so quickly, and its capabilities are expanding so dramatically, that ignoring this possibility would be irresponsible. Am I worried I'll be out of a job? No. Medicine has always evolved alongside its tools, and resisting that evolution doesn't serve patients. If AI becomes capable of making autonomous diagnostic decisions, our role may shift again, perhaps closer to what it was in the mid-19th century, when pathologists were less focused on issuing diagnoses and more on investigating disease mechanisms, generating knowledge, and driving scientific discoveries. To me, that's not a loss. It's a reorientation. We need to accept and grapple with these changes thoughtfully, evaluate the technology with clarity rather than fear, and help shape a future in which these systems are safe, equitable, and ultimately beneficial for patients. If that future arrives, what might a more autonomous workflow actually look like? A referring physician, for example an oncologist, might send a biopsy to the lab. Experienced lab technologists perform gross examination, tissue processing, slide preparation, staining, and scanning. High-resolution images are then shared with the referring physician, who engages with advanced multimodal AI diagnostic tools, such as PathChat, via natural language prompts. The physician reviews the findings and determines whether to proceed to treatment or request additional testing. It may sound futuristic, but the building blocks already exist. What we must solve now are the weaknesses, particularly generalizability across populations, algorithmic bias, and lack of interpretability of deep learning models. A system built on US datasets, for example, may not perform well on Lebanese patients or other underrepresented groups. These are real concerns, and addressing them is central to building a safe, equitable, and clinically trustworthy future for AI in pathology. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.